Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, this is Rabbi Kovacs. We are continuing in the Mishnah Yomit for the 25th of Nisan and the 10th day of the Omer. We are finishing, God willing, the 8th Perek today. So we are in the Perek Ches Mishnah Hey. The 5th Mishnah says a prutiot asurot. Prutiot are a specific kind of mule where these mules do not have a sign whether their mother was a horse or a donkey. We mentioned yesterday that mules can come from a mother being the horse or the mother being a donkey. So if you tell a mule your mother was a donkey, they don't get offended because they say, yeah, okay. But some other mules, their mother might be a horse. So those two mules can't be worked together. And they do have signs. The ears are different. The tails are a little different. But these prutiot don't have signs about who their mother was. So we can't work Prutio together or breed Prutio together because that kind of mule, we don't exactly know where it's from. The haramach mutter. A ramach is another sort of mixed animal, but they all come from female horses. So their mothers are always horses. So we go after the mother, as we learned in yesterday's Mishnah, in determining what these mixed kilaim are. So since they all have the same mothers, they're considered the same species, and we can work them together and keep them together. The Odne Hasode Chaya. And the Odne Hasode is a wild animal. Rabbi Yossi Omer Metamot Ba'ohel Ke'odam. Rabbi Yossi says they have Tumas Meis. If one of them dies under a tent, it's Tame like a human being. The Bartnura here says the Odne Hasode, which is literally the masters of the field, or perhaps the men of the field. And apparently this is referred to as Avnei HaSadeh in Yov somewhere. So he says this is a humanoid creature, and its arms and legs and face is like a person, but apparently it's hairy, and the middle of it, where the belly button is connected with some sort of cord to the ground. So it's dependent on the ground. The Bartner says it's a violent, aggressive creature. If you come near it, it would try to kill you, but it does speak. It sort of mumbles and speaks like a person does, so it's apparently intelligent. He says the way to kill it is to shoot arrows, because you can't get near it, to shoot arrows at the cord to sever the connection between the Odin Asode and the ground, and that makes it lose its life force. And he says this Odin Asode is also called the Yadua. Now, Yadua, we know from the Torah, when it says, don't be involved in Ov and Yidoni. And Yidoni was a form of necromancy, a form of magic, where they would take a bone of a Yadua, and that's apparently this Adnei Sode, and they'd put it in their mouth, and the bone would say information, like prophecies, like secrets. So it was a form of this necromancy, that's usher, was to use the bone of this Yadua, this Adnei Sode. I saw it was brought down that Esav was called Ish Sode because he killed one of these Adnei Sode and used the bone to do sort of prophecy light. You know, I figured if I can't go to the base medrash and learn, I'll kill a Yadua and use the bone to get famous. So there's possibly a link between this Adnei Sode, which is this man-like creature, and it's a chaya, but it's manlike. The Tiferes Yisrael says it's actually some sort of orangutan, some sort of great ape, which is very manlike in appearance, but not a man. But apparently, Odnei Sode is something a little deeper to that. The Gra mentions this in Va'era. In Va'era, when we have the plague of the Arov of the wild animals, and the Pasuk, find it, it's in Perek, the eighth chapter, and Pasuk 15. So it says, and the animals are going to come, Malu batei Mitzrayim et ha'arov, v'gama adama asher hemaleha, and also the ground on which they are. So what does that mean? Does it mean the animals are on the ground? That's pretty obvious. So the Gra explains here that the ground came with the animals. For instance, you have a polar bear. A polar bear in Mitzrayim is not going to have a good time or do, you know, the plaguing he's supposed to be doing. So you bring his climate, his snow, with him. And so too, the Gra says, the ground came with the Odnei Asode to Mitzrayim. So because they were connected to the ground, they're both say they're tului on the ground, they're connected with this cord. That's their life force somehow. So they came to Mitzrayim in the plague of animals with the ground that they're on, so they could properly plague the Mitzrayim. So this is a bit of a mystery. The Rambam says we don't have them anymore, but the Rambam had heard them mentioned in scientific literature. So apparently they went extinct, perhaps hunted by necromancers to use their bone for prophecy. So that's the famous Odnei Asadeh. The mission continues. Hakupod, the Chulda Snaim Chaya. The Kupod is a porcupine. The Chulda the Snaim is the weasel of squirrels. Snai is a squirrel in modern Hebrew. These are wild animals. Chuldat Hasnaim, this weasel of squirrels, which the article says is a stone marten. I have never seen one. Biyosi Omer, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Beis Shammai Omer, he says that Beis Shammai is a suffolk about this. Beis Shammai says, Metame kazayis b'masa, that their nevela, their flesh, is metame kazayis b'masa through being carried. Now that's the din of nevela. Only animals have nevela, but the Mishnah concludes, kadosha b'maga. So Beis Shammai is a suffolk. Is this an animal where it has tumas masa of a kazayis from their nevela, or is it a sheretz? Creepy crawly. I think creepy crawly is the scientific term for sherets, and that's mitame kedosha. If you touch a kedosha, a lentil size of a sherets, this is why women are so afraid of bugs. They don't want to get tame, obviously. So kedosha is tame by sherets. So if it's a sherets, it's mitame kedosha by touching it. But if it's an animal, then it doesn't have that din of kedosha, but it is mitame kezias, carrying a kezias of nevela. So Beis Shammai has a suffix about what this really is. So Mishnah Vav, Shor Bar, the wild ox, perhaps some sort of buffalo, min behema. It's considered a behema, even though behema is usually domesticated, but it's a calm animal. Rabbi Yossi Omer min chaya. Rabbi Yossi says no, it's a chaya. Kelev, a dog, min chaya. It's a wild animal. Rabbi Meir Omer min behema. So that's interesting. What is a dog? Dogs are pretty common. You'd think we would know, but it's interesting. We had in the first perek, way back in the first perek, the sixth Mishnah, Hazeva Kelev, Kelev Kufri, etc. It's Kilayim Zebizay that we said a wolf and a dog are different species, and a village dog and a fox are different species, even though they resemble each other in their appearance and their mannerisms. So we talked about there, the dog they're talking about was a aggressive, large guard dog. So it was similar to a wolf. So we said that certain species are more wolf-like, and certain species more fox-like, and certain species are more domesticated, more behema-like, like Rabbi Meir would hold, and that there are in modern halacha opinions that even though animals are muksa, that pets that are designated from the get-go as pets perhaps are not muksa on Shabbos. There are opinions like this. There are opinions, of course, that all animals are muksa, but in modern practice, there are some opinions that are makel, that domesticated dogs that are specifically pets and not violent guard animals may be non-muksa. The mission continues, Chazir, min behema. A pig is a behema, a domesticated animal, even though Jews don't domesticate it, other people do. Arud, min chaya. And Arud is this large, aggressive, wild donkey. That is a chaya, steer clear. Hapil vehakof, min chaya. The elephants and the monkeys are wild animals. It sounds obvious, but there's a medrash that some of the people in the Dor HaMabul in Noah's generation were, because of their activities, actually in the Dor HaFlugah, I think, because of their animalistic nature, some of the people were turned into elephants and monkeys. So perhaps not all elephants and monkeys are naturally born elephants and monkeys. Some of them may be descended from human beings who were extremely animalistic and lost their tzura. So it's an interesting thing. But the peel and the kof, we say, are chaya. There are some opinions that we make a bracha, bracha mishanei brios, at the zoo on these things. There's a whole discussion in brachos about that, if we make it a shem malchus or not. Anyway, concluding the perek, ve'adam mutar im kulam, and a person can work with all of them. Limshoich v'lacharosh lahanhig, whether it's pulling with them or plowing with them or leading. So it sounds a little bizarre. You're gonna harness up next to the donkey and pull. Yeah, if there's nothing else to do. A person we see can get along with everyone. So this is what distinguishes a man from an animal, is a man can set aside his animalistic nature and get along with anyone. Even though, yes, man has a physical animal body and a neshamadika soul, but a man can set aside his animalisms and get along with anyone he actively chooses to get along with. We say one of the reasons for kilayim is you don't want the animals that don't chew their cud to get jealous of the animals who chew their cud. That's a cute reason. I mean, kilayim is aser because the Torah says it's aser. But by people, even if we saw the animal chewing its cud, we're not going to get upset. We're not going to get jealous. We understand that everyone has their own tachlis, whether they're a behemah or a chaya or a sheretz or a human being. We know everyone has their tachlis, so we can set aside our petty differences and work with anyone. That's the mussar in the end of the eighth perek of Kilayim. Shkoyach Rabbeinu Mazel Tov.